Sam, we're coming to the end of another week. And each one of us has a tremendous amount to thank Hashem for, with all the hardship that we're going through. But like we said, we have to learn from David HaMelech, the first leader of all of Eretz Yisrael, Moisa Nefesh, to instill in Eretz Yisrael the spirit of Bitochen Hashem. His mizmorim are scattered throughout our entire tefillah every day. Dozens and dozens of sukkim and mizmorim that we say every day, which set the tone of the true Ovid Hashem. We were going through this week, through the mizmor L'dod Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, and really such a beautiful mizmor, like we said many times, takes us from the beginning of our times to the end of our times. And that's what life is all about. We're living between the past and the future, and now we're in the present. If we're totally preoccupied with the past and the future, we don't do anything. We have to know we're now involved in the present. But to give us the energy, the koyach, the peace of mind, determination, positive attitude, as we're doing things now, we do have to always focus on the past and the future. And the Chazal fit into this mizmah about Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor B'Nozdesh Yabitzeni. There are mazim in it to the mon that was found on the ground, and the Be'erish Miriam, the waters from the well of Miriam, which was miraculous waters, which had all kinds of special qualities, to the nisim of the clothing that we had then, that the clothing grew together with us, it never needed to be washed. It had always a pleasant smell. That's what Chazal say. Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor, Hashem is taking care of me. I'm not lacking anything. As we have seen when we came out of Mitzrayim, so obvious, then it was miraculous. And that reminds us to pay attention that even now, the fact that we have every single thing that we need is also tremendous hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's so many times in history people didn't have the basics. And we have all the basics and more than basics. Oh Hashem, you go to a fruit and vegetable store today. The amount of different fruits and vegetables, different colors and shapes and smells. I remember when I came to Israel, the vegetable store, you had mamish the basics. Cucumbers and tomatoes. Peppers maybe, if it was a fancy store. And our Kopan and Baruch Hashem, we have a tremendous Shefa. Hashem is, like I was saying, taking care of our sustenance, Baruch Hashem. Nobody's starving here. And together with that, like I was saying, not just that we have the physical sustenance that the rest of the world has, but we have the special Hashgacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us as His beloved nation, gave us the Torah and Kedusha, took us throughout thousands of years of our Golus miraculously surviving one Tzara after the next. And we are going through a Tzara now. We always have to remind ourselves. We are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will give us the koichas to go through this. And more than that, it will give us the siyata shemaya to get out of it. It's brought down that by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, large percentage of the Jews did not come out, as we know. It says 80%, some Midrashim say more than that, died in Makas Choshech. Bitzad Hasheni, the ones that came out of Mitzrayim, where also it says they were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. They weren't the biggest tzaddikim, Memtes Shari Tuma. What was the difference between the two groups? Why did these ones survive more than the other? So it's brought down. I heard this once also from Magdali Eisenman, Zecher Tzadik Brocha, Mashgiach, Kol Torah. The ones that said, we're going with Hashem, those are the ones who went out. And the ones that said, you know, we'll just stay where we are. We don't want to take any risks leaving. We want to start up. The Egyptians, those are the ones that never made it out. And that's what we have to do now. That's what Hashem is requesting from us. My dear children, I am with you. I'm holding your hands in this whole situation. Just be with me. Realize that I'm watching over you. I'm caring for you. And turn to me. Be mispal to me. Feeling that Hashem is with us, And then we have the other Chazalim, the same Mizma that describe about the future. Like we mentioned before, Tishanta B'Shem Roshi, Koisi Revoya. We're going to have that delicious meal, Tachlifon HaShulchan, a Koisi Revoya, the Kois of Yeshua Sessa, the Donor Melech himself, the Melech HaMashiach, his descendant, is going to uplift. That's the second part of our life, or the way we'll go through life. We have the Chizik of the past to remind ourselves. We have special Hashgach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're his beloved nation. And then we have the Yichul, looking forward to the future. The future, that's the way David Melech went through his life. When he went through the Tzara, he said, no, this is not the end. I'm heading towards the Taglif HaShulchan, Eged Tzorid. Koyis Yerivoya, and Achto V'ched Yidufuni Koyim Eichayay. Shavti Veis Hashem, Lo Yerich Yomim. That's our goal. The Shavti Veis Hashem, that we should be in a life totally in the house of Hashem. House of Hashem doesn't only mean inside the Beis HaMedrash, inside the Shul. Beis Hashem's entire world, everything is created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There are those that think when you're in the Shul, you're in the house of Hashem, and you're out of the Shul, and you're by yourself. It's not true. We're constantly in the Beis Hashem. And that's what gives us the Koyches Yad Hashemai. The more we feel that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his house, in his world, wherever we go, when we be zeicher to the Beis Hashem La'orich Yomim, that's going to be the eternal reward, the eternal pleasure that we're going to have. Hashem is the only thing that is pure shleimus and pure goodness. And our Olam Haba will be that. That in as much as we feel and we live our lives in a fashion that we are with Hashem, I feel I'm with him, I do his mitzvahs, I emulate his mitzvahs tovahs, I care about other Jews, I learn his Torah, daven to him, then we're going to have that dveikus, le'orech yomim, eternally. We should be zechem yitz Hashem to take advantage of this special period, this period that Hashem set up to prepare us for the next stage, for the Shavti Veis Hashem le'orech yomim. And like we said, achto v'chesed yidufuni, there's all kind of opportunities now to do goodness and do chasadim to others with our tefillahs. That's the most powerful chesed, or actual acts of chesed that people need in our own homes. Always starting in the home, caring for our children and for our spouses, making sure they have their needs both emotionally, physically. One of the important needs is to also protect them from dangers within the house. Every once in a while, I hear another family, Rachman Litzlan, has been damaged by not being Balei Chasodim, falling into the selfish mode of being overly preoccupied, watching the computer and internet, and totally destroying the kids. Just not so long ago, somebody spoke to me about a house, which I know it's a fine household, and just fell apart because of this. The Yetzer Hara is very strong. We have a lot of challenges from inside, from outside. If we feel, the more we feel that Shavti Veis Hashem, I want to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will give us that ability to focus what's really important in life, what's not. And we'll let the Chesed and Toiv run after us, and we'll step up to it. We'll do Chasodim with our words, with our thoughts, with our acts. And Yetzer Hashem will be Zeicha to the Olam Haba, L'Netzach Nitzachim, L'Sa'aneg Al Hashem, L'Orech Yomim.